Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, August 19th, 2019. Today, in 1848, the New York Herald newspaper reported on gold finds in California, triggering the Californian Gold Rush. This summer, wasps in many regions of Germany will not reach their previous year's strength. The observations of many citizens about a comparatively smaller occurrence is confirmed by biologist Melanie von Orlov of the federal working group Hymenoptera at the German Society for Nature Conservation, or NABU. However, the expert does not see any reason for concern. There are still enough people who report problems with wasps. Nevertheless, the team has so far completed about half as many consultations and resettlements of hornets, bumblebees, wild bees, and wasps as in the same period last year. Despite the current subdued situation, von Orlov believes it's possible that wasps will become more noticeable in the coming weeks, stating, quote, "The wasp season peak is actually just around the corner. From mid-August to mid-September, they get pushy and annoying." Von Orlov explained, whether it will be a good or bad wasp and hornet year can at least be partly and regionally determined by weather influences in the spring. With a very cold, unpleasant spring and a lot of wet weather until mid-June, nests and consequently other insects could perish. Such did not prevail in the Berlin area this year. Nevertheless, there are not so many wasps. According to the biologist, one can assume that there are also diseases that affect the animals that are simply not well known. Weather-introduced pathogens similar to bees also cause problems to wasps has not been investigated. In general, several factors could influence the development of the population. Human perception can also distort the picture. The summer holidays and the fair weather phase in Berlin and Brandenburg were earlier than in other years. For example, people were active outside at a time when the wasps were not so populous. The Food and Catering Union, or NGG, has advised Deliveroo drivers to sue the company. As Berlin Briefing reported, about 500 Berlin drivers lost their jobs at the Deliveroo food delivery service on Friday. The company has completely shut down its business in Germany. The union is now preparing several proceedings together with drivers, trying to make full use of all the possible severance payments. According to NGG representative Olaf Klenke, there is now a chance that the entire industry will reorient itself, stating, quote, "We see what kind of working conditions have been established. It's unacceptable for people to work pseudo-self-employed." Deliveroo hadn't given its drivers any concrete reason why the business in Germany would be discontinued. And, as reported, some drivers want to set up a new delivery service co-op. In a serious dispute that erupted twice in one evening between members of two large families of Arab origin in Neukölln, one man was severely stabbed and another slightly injured. On Friday evening about 9 p.m., participants had initially argued in a cafe in Fuldestrasse. Later, the dispute shifted to the sidewalk in front of the restaurant. According to witnesses, bottles were thrown and several cars were damaged. A 46-year-old man suffered a cut on his arm and was hospitalized. And, per police, another 40-year-old showed up at the hospital with a stab wound to his back. Later in the evening, around 11 o'clock, the quarreling parties met again on Karl Marx Strasse near Fuldestrasse. The police, who had to move in again, had separated the groups, and according to authorities, there were up to 100 onlookers at the scene. Despite several requests, many people refused to clear the area, and the police therefore had to temporarily close Karl Marx Strasse to traffic. A gay penguin couple is hatching an adopted egg in the Berlin Zoo. According to spokesman Maximilian Jäger, the two male king penguins, Skipper and Ping, behave like exemplary parents and warm the egg alternately. Skipper and Ping are 10 years old and only moved from Hamburg's Hagenbeck Zoo in the capital in April. They spend a lot of time together and now also protect the egg from other animals of the same species. According to Jäger, this is not unusual, and same-sex penguin pairs also exist in natural habitats. Skipper and Ping already signaled earlier that they wanted to become parents and tried to hatch fish and stones. Caretakers offered the real egg in mid-July because the only female penguin in the group of six did not have any success with the brood in recent years. The two males immediately started to work. What is not known is if the egg is fertilized. If so, a young animal would hatch in about 55 days. For king penguins, it's normal for males and females to take care of warming the egg alternately. In other zoos, homosexual penguins had already had successes in similar situations, but it would be the first time in Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.